Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're looking at things realistically. We understand where we're at. And like I said at the beginning, honestly, I want our group to be competitive. I want our fan base to look out at our team and say, okay, these guys are playing hard. They're showing us that they care and that there's a real chance that as their young guys develop, this is going to be a really good basketball team.
Well, it wasn't happening this year, and maybe it will now. That is John Paxson, who was on the Scores Mulligan Haw show. Tom Thayer was sitting in for David Haw that day. That was back in July, and obviously didn't happen. Hiring and extending Jim Boylan as the head coach didn't really help any of that. I actually mentioned earlier, probably owe Jim Boylan a debt of gratitude for being incompetent enough to help accelerate this process and help expose some of these things. Now to get the latest from Vincent Goodwill, Yahoo Sports NBA writer, is on Twitter at Vince Goodwill. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Vince, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay, and following up on the news that you broke just a little while ago that the Bulls and Arturis Karnišovas are preparing to hire a person of color to be the franchise's general manager. Now, I know, and believe me, I see on Twitter how we all fall into our predictable and reductive, mind-numbing arguments about such things, but I know something like this matters, and I know it's a good thing. I know it's important, particularly in the culture of the NBA. What does it mean to you that the Bulls are doing this?
I think it means, you know, a number of things. I think it means that we have to completely understand that they've seen the optics, not the optics of the past couple of days, but the optics of the past couple of decades when they have not gotten the big free agents, when you have not been able to get in a room with a guy of consequence who matters and you're able to lure him because you don't have someone in the room that he can relate to. And I think when you're building a front office is like pieces to a puzzle, where you have Karnišovas, who by everything that I've heard fits the mold, at least a profile of like a Kraus or a Paxson in the way of being heavily in the scouting, heavily in the player development, heavily into those type of ideals, but being a little more not necessarily publicly inclined to be out there. So then if those are the pieces to the puzzle that you have, then you also have to recognize, okay, those are my strengths. My weaknesses are I need to have someone next to me who's a little bit more public, who's a little more charismatic, who fills in some of the blanks that I don't have. And not necessarily, oh, that's got to be a black guy. But I think from a profile standpoint and the importance of diversity from an organizational standpoint and from Karnišovas' standpoint, realizing that I need someone like that next to me.
We also know that you say he's from the scouting side of it, and he is, and he is the former player. And we always tend to assume that, okay, former player, that's the guy who needs to hear the squeaking sneakers and need to be around the sweaty gyms. But this guy was with Daryl Morey, too. and Daryl Morey, who famously said, just show me the stats, I don't even need to watch the game, and I'll be able to tell you everything. And obviously that's hyperbole, but he's the guy that said that. And, you know, this is guys been around, you know, Gerson Rosas and Sam Hinkie. So I as much as it's easy to sort of say, yeah, former player, total scouting side guy, he was a math kid growing up in Lithuania. So he's fully versed on what the numbers mean. I'm encouraged by that too.
Well, I think it's one thing like to lean into the numbers. It's another thing to be able to contextualize the numbers and show me what it means. Because the Bulls will tell you, you know, they're taking more threes and they've eliminated the mid-range jump shot and all those other different things. And it made the product look the way that it looked. And it did not result in winning because you can't just throw numbers out there without context and understand exactly what they mean and how to apply them to the players that you have. So if you have practical experience along with the analytical experience, that would, in theory, produce a pretty good candidate, especially when you know that's something that the Bulls and the Reinsdorfs and everything, that's something that they wanted to prioritize, but they also wanted to prioritize the practicality of it.
As I mentioned, Daryl Morey, I just saw this tweet from the Scores, Danny Parkins. He says that Daryl Morey, Houston Rockets president, and the man who hired Arturis Karnišovas as an international scout, is going to be on today with McNeil and Parkins at 3 o'clock. So some absolute appointment radio there, and he can talk about the new guy who is in charge of the Bulls. Vince, I kept bringing up health and how the health component is so overlooked as part of this. We can talk about scouting and development, but none of it matters if guys are not upright and available. What should the process be for the Bulls to take advantage of this inflection point to also really take a good hard look at what they're doing to keep their players healthy and available?
Well, I think some part of the evaluation process has to be when you pick the players, are they more inclined to get hurt? Like, you know, sometimes guys get hurt in college because their bodies are growing a little too quickly for their games and everything else, and that's something that they'll just deal with and they'll, so I won't say grow out of, but that's something their bodies will mature out of compared to getting guys who you believe are value picks. And it's like the equivalent of the, like, open box special where you're getting a guy at value because he's been hurt a lot or because the medicals are flagged a little bit. I think when you have a top-to-bottom evaluation of your organization, including everybody with the medical staff, including with how you do things, how you monitor players, I think this is an opportunity for them to change the narrative about, well, if you're going to be with the Bulls, you're going to get hurt. That's always been an easy, I won't say an easy excuse, but how many times have we heard the phrase when Derek got hurt? I feel like that phrase has been ringing in my ear ever since I made my way to Chicago, and I wasn't even around when Derek got hurt. And I heard that phrase ad nauseum. So I do think that is something that they have to look at and evaluate, not just from what happens when the players get there, but what happens while they're selecting the players and what do they see that other teams don't, or other way around, what do other teams see that we don't?
What do you see as potential pitfalls in this, in the volatility of the current situation? You only get to do these things, you know, every once and sometimes even in an ownership to do something on this scale. What is something that they must avoid as they are creating and filling all these positions, something that they want to make sure they don't look back and say, you know, we could have done that differently?
I think it's the same way, in my opinion, that you look at the what I call the ex-girlfriend syndrome, where you isolate one quality or the worst quality of the person that you're firing and making that opposite quality the only quality of which you're evaluating the person that you're bringing in. Like, remember Tibbs was not, you know, flexible and all these other things. Let's get someone that we can work with, and then you bring in Fred. And then you isolate Fred's worst quality, and then you have Jim Boylan without evaluating the entire picture. And that's not just the Bulls here. I think that's every franchise as a whole that operates and looks at things and just isolates, you know, that one quality. The problem here is that there are a lot of different symptoms that have caused the Bulls to get to where they are. So it's not just one quality that they can look at when you look at Gar and Pax. I mean, there are certain things about them, you know, and lightning will strike me as I say this, that are positives about what they've done over the past two decades. You also have to make sure that you don't neglect those qualities just because the overall quality of what you've seen the past 4 or 5 years has not been positive. The one thing I'll say about Michael Reinsdorf is this, and I firmly believe this. He has a famous last name, but is a pretty anonymous person throughout all of this. And he's very sensitive to, not as a sensitive person, but he's very sensitive to the success of the franchise. I truly believe he wants to win. And I think he has a chance here to make a name for himself, to step outside of Jerry Reinsdorf's shadow while Jerry is still here and making the final decisions. That's a very tricky process, and I don't think that we can all appreciate the fine line that he has to walk, that he's trying to walk here. And making a decision like this means you have to have a bunch of people on board and behind you. And whether it works or not, I think just the fact that he's willing to go through a top-down overhauling of basketball operations says a lot about his desire to want to get this thing right.
Let's bandy some names about here regarding some of these general manager possibilities that you speculate may be more involved and more present and more forward-facing. You know, we know all the names that would fit this description. You mentioned Calvin Booth is one. We have heard guys like Shane Battier, Trajan Langdon, Mark Cuban's been pushing hard for Michael Finley to get an opportunity. Casey Johnson reporting that Nazi Muhammad has been contacted for some kind of informal interview for an undetermined front office role. He's been working with Sam Presti in Oklahoma City. Who's in this cloud? Who else should we be talking about?
You know what? That's funny because, you know, not that I've been given any credit for it or anything like that, but I kind of had that Connor Showitz was the guy a couple of days ago. The problem is I have no clue on who this guy is for GM. What I will say is that they have relied on Sam Presti as a big-time resource about how you frame your organization. So I would not be surprised if Nazi Muhammad gets a serious look. You're talking about a Chicago guy, someone with very strong Chicago ties. He played for the organization. He's around Chicago a lot. He's very invested, you know, in the product and everything else. And we all know that the Reinsdorf family likes to bring in people that they are familiar with. Even bringing in Connor Showbiz is a huge step for them because he's outside the family. So I would say I wouldn't be surprised if it were Nazi. I would not be surprised if it were someone with a little panache, someone who can be out in public, someone who can jump on your radio show and be able to definitely talk about issues regarding the team and not be afraid to banter and go back and forth and be in a room, you know, with free agents and be able to relate to these guys. So a Shane Battier, I think, could have some polish to him. Malik Rose from the Detroit Pistons, someone who has the experience of being an assistant general manager and being a player and everything else. I would not be shocked on that end either. So I do think that they have someone in mind. I will say that I believe there is someone that Michael Reinsdorf and Connor Showalter has in mind. Whether they're ready to reveal that person as of yet, I'm not sure, but I don't think it will be Calvin Booth just because I think that the Denver Nuggets will give him a promotion and keep him around.
You know, it's funny, Vincent, how I have to fight my instincts when it comes to, yes, we know the Reinsdorfs like to bring in people from outside the organization with whom they are familiar, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm like, no, the whole idea of this is to stop doing that. That's how we got here in the first place. All that insularity and all that familiarity, that's how you got a front office that was decades behind the times that we have to, in my heart of hearts, the hiring of Connor Showbiz is, it doesn't matter now what Michael Reinsdorf necessarily wants, and that it's up to him. Arturas, who do you want based on where you have been internationally, where you have been working for the league office and working for the Rockets and working for the Nuggets? I hope that this day is that bellwether, Vincent, that we don't default to what makes the Reinsdorfs comfortable, and we default to now, in a good way, what might make them uncomfortable.
While I agree with that, you do have to have someone that whoever's running the franchise projects himself well to Michael and Jerry. And I'll say this. I think Michael is a little more free-spirited than Jerry Reinsdorf, but Michael also has to walk the fine line of bringing someone to Jerry Reinsdorf that he believes will get the seal of approval. You're not going to bring someone to the chairman if you don't think that that person is going to be approved. So you kind of have to walk that fine line there. And as long as you're charting a new course for the franchise, it doesn't have to be all new people, all new everything. There are still qualities of people who can fill in the blanks of the of where you're going and where you're been, where you've been, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a negative thing. Just making this step, I believe, is the biggest step. I think all the other ancillary things don't matter as much. As long as you get this guy full autonomy and you're not forcing someone on him, to me, that's the biggest thing whatsoever. As long as this is a collaborative process, to me, that's the biggest thing about this process as a whole.
Vincent, we let you go. What are you hearing in general about how quickly we should expect things to happen? Is this a matter of days to get staffed out? Is it a matter of weeks or even into months?
I think the entire process takes time. But I do believe that Connor Chauvis has been querying people. I do know a few people that he's talked to and asked them, hey, if I get this job, would you come along? Or, you know, what is your willingness, you know, to come along? But you got to also think we're in a pretty unprecedented time in this day in sport as a whole. Like, you don't know if the regular season is going to conclude or if it's going to go straight into the playoffs. You don't know, you know, if, you know, how those other aspects will work. So being able to do a full change, you know, swapping out of staffs and integrating the staff when you can't even fly people in and out of where you're going, I think it would be completely unrealistic and borderline unfair to expect this process to happen as quickly when we have, to be perfectly honest, much bigger issues facing our world today.
I think that's probably true. Vincent Goodwill, I know you're very busy. Thank you for carving out some time to join us here today. Appreciate it, man.
You do realize that the racists are all in my mentions, right?
Yes, they're everywhere. Are you kidding? It's Twitter. What would Twitter be without all the racists everywhere? So have fun blocking and muting all day today.
I got time. I got nothing else to do. I'll be replying. See you guys.
Oh, wow, you're a stronger man than I. Vincent Goodwill, Yahoo Sports senior NBA writer with some very solid stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.